USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to pass the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package passed last week by the House. In a conference call Tuesday, Biden urged the caucus to keep a provision for a $1,400 stimulus check in the final version of the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the message from the president was clear. Get help to the country.
President Biden made his pitch today to our entire caucus, and he said we need to pass this bill and pass it soon. That's what the American people sent us here to do, and we have to get America the help it needs. We've had the worst health care crisis in a century, the worst economic crisis in 75 years, and we need to deliver.
The Senate is set to take up the measure as early as Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
President Biden says his target for having a vaccine available for anyone who wants one will be sooner than first thought. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is. And that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers. Get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S. southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House calling Tuesday for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
The Biden border surge was entirely predictable, and in fact, I predicted it last fall. You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were. And remember, February is the depths of winter. Texas had a terrible winter storm. What is it going to be like in 2 months, in 60 days, when Texas and Mexico have springtime weather? This is entirely the fault of Joe Biden and his open borders policy.
And Texas is lifting its mask mandate. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.